So the first thing we have to do is select the correct microphone. That helps a lot. Yeah. It sounds like my mother moaning when she sees Obama on television. Oh, Obama. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, it is I, the great one himself. This is Stating the Fucking Obvious, the greatest fucking anarcho-capitalist podcast on the goddamn internet, on the planet Earth, in the fucking cosmos, in the entire fucking multiverse. Sound check. We don't need no fucking sound check. Just fucking keep rolling. Fuck it. I am in the mood. I'm in the mood. Oh, I'm in a mood. What? Well, fuck. All right, I backed off the microphone. How's that look? And don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. So fuck you, and fuck Obama, and fuck your motherfucking Facebook, and fuck Google, and fuck every, just fucking fuck every fucking fucking status fucking thing out there. Fuck you all. I am the great one himself. This is the Cynical Libertarian Society. This is the Stating the Obvious podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the fucking world. Boy, am I cranky today. I am fucking cranky today. I have no notes. I have nothing. I'm going in, but I'm fucking cranky. I got that going for me. You know why I'm cranky? Because I am surrounded. Fucking surrounded by idiots. Well, of course you're surrounded by idiots. People are statist. Then fucking 99% are statist. Of course they're idiots, great one. What the fuck are you whining about? It's like, did you just figure this out? Yes. Yes, I did. For some fucking reason, today, the idiots around me, you fucking statists, are just chapping my ass. My God, dude, I need some fucking Vaseline on my ass cheeks. That's how fucking chapped they are. I am the great one himself. This is Stating the Obvious podcast from Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet, whatever the fuck it is. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. She's hanging out and doing her thing. Today is the 29th of April, 2014. You can send us email, love mail, hate mail, questions, comments, pictures of yourself naked if you are physically attractive. If you are not physically attractive, do not send naked pictures. You can send all of that stuff to us here at God@CYNLIBSOC.com. Yes, that's God. Dog spelled backwards. God. Let's just go. I'm at the grocery store today where I normally shop. And there's this guy who works there. And he's about 737 years old. And he's slower than shit. And every time you have to go through his line, it says, I'm George, and thank you for shopping here. And I'm moving really slow because I just thought of something today. I'm confused about this. Why the fuck are old people working? Why do old people who are past the age of retirement, why do they have jobs? Now, we know the answer to this question. I've talked about this. Aaron Clary has talked about this over and over. Because, of course, these old people didn't save up any money for retirement, so they can't retire, so they have to keep working. But here's a question. Here's a fucking question for all you fucking statists out there. What about Social Security? Isn't the government supposed to provide people with retirement money? Why are there all these old people in the workforce? Why aren't they living a life of luxury with their grandiose Social Security checks provided for them by the government because the government cares about them? I don't understand this. Why do old people have to work for a living? Why aren't they getting their Social Security? I mean, the government has all this money, right? Social Security, it's the safety net. When you get old, you can retire. Why are there fucking old people in the goddamn workplace? Why are there stupid people in the workplace. At one of my jobs, I have to occasionally work with the B team. Most of the time we have the A team. Sometimes we get the B team. Sometimes there's the C team. Today I had to work with the fucking D team. Possibly even the E team. The Echo team. I don't know. There's this one guy who is stupider than shit. And I don't really have time to explain exactly what's going on. So let me provide you with an analogy. Let's say you're working with somebody and this person walks up to the door and pushes on the door. And it doesn't open. And so he has to pull the door to get it open. Well, what happened today was the guy walked up and he pushed on the door and it didn't open. And he pushed on the door again and didn't open. And me and the other guy who worked with him, we said, no, you have to pull the door. And he pushed on the door again. And we said, no, you have to pull the door. And he pushed on the door again. He pushed on the door 9 fucking times before I had to walk away so I didn't kill the motherfucker. And the other person I'm working with had to go around there and fucking show him this is how you fucking pull. This is how you fucking do it. This motherfucker is too goddamn stupid to figure out something that has 2 fucking options and one option doesn't work 9 fucking times. There's only 2 possibilities, push or pull. There are only 2 fucking options. He chose the wrong option 9 fucking times in a row. And this person is allowed to vote. This is why there should be no voting, because voting is how the stupidest people in our society fuck everything up. Because the stupid people, now that we have completely circumvented evolution and completely circumvented natural selection, and it's the stupid people who are doing all of the breeding, the stupid people will always outnumber the intelligent people. And since voting is based on the greatest number of idiots who fucking vote for one stupid thing, you know, democracy will always result in failure. It will always result in failure. You cannot have a successful democratic state. You can't do it. Speaking of stupid people, my mother. Oh my God, my mother is the biggest fucking statist on the goddamn planet Earth, with the possible exception of Hussein Obama himself. I love trolling my mother on Facebook. I'll occasionally post things, or repost rather, things from Cop Block. And of course, my mother will jump in to defend the police because why, the police work for the government and they're wearing uniforms and they have badges and they never do anything wrong. And today or yesterday or whenever the fuck it was, I reposted something from Cop Block about the cops breaking into a woman's house looking for her single mother, of course. No, we won't mention just how she's fucking up the child. But anyhow, the cops break into this woman's house looking for her boyfriend who's wanted for drugs or something. And her 10-year-old son goes to film the cops and they break one of his legs. Or was it both? It was at least one of his legs. They broke it and the mother came out, something happened, and she had a wardrobe malfunction, that's what we call that, and one of her tits came out, and apparently her tits are pierced, because, you know, single welfare mothers have money to get their fucking tits pierced. Anyway, that's another topic. So her tit is hanging out with a little piercing, and the cop, like, pulls on the piercing or flicks on or something and makes some derogatory statement to her. And, of course, my mother's response is, "Are you sure this is real?" You know, first of all, my mother has no fucking job. She's an old person who gets all of her money from the fucking government, which means my tax money and your tax money if you fucking work for a living. And this is a woman, I do not exaggerate this. I actually today, as I was walking back in the Wyoming wind, today here in Fort Collins, the wind is blowing like a motherfucker. It's like being in Wyoming. I was going to go for a bike ride today and do some errands and shit like that, but it is so windy out there, I'm like, fuck that. So anyway, I'm walking back from the grocery store and I had this thought. I should go through all the emails my mother sends me, because she sends me shit tons of emails. You know, old people, they love to talk about themselves. Here's another thing, old people. I am really fucking getting sick of old people talking about their bodies. Oh, my knee hurts. Oh, my back hurts. No, shut the fuck up, Grandpa. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares, all right? Why do you fucking old people think that people care about your body and how your knee hurts and how your back hurts. Oh, because you're the only motherfucker who's ever experienced pain. Why are you having pain? Where's Obamacare? Everybody has free healthcare now. Why don't you fucking go to the doctor? The pharmaceutical corporations are pumping out shit tons of painkillers to fucking numb the brains of everybody in the goddamn country. Why don't you take your fucking Obamacare and your fucking Social Security and go to the doctor and get some fucking painkillers from the fucking pharmaceutical corporations and dope yourself up and go into a coma and fucking die? Old people, shut the fuck up about how much your body hurts. Nobody gives a shit. Just fucking die already, okay? Just fucking die. Now, what was I talking about before I ranted about old people? Oh, yes, my communist mother who hates freedom. My mother, who is the epitome of the people who helped put the Jews in the concentration camps. Anyway, fuck, what was I talking about? Yes, so that event happened. I put it, so my mother, here we go. Here's where I left off. So my mother, who has time to write me these, oh, okay. I know where I am now. Yes. I'm walking back from the grocery store and I'm thinking I should go through all the emails my mother has sent me and pull out all of these statist comments like, well, people have to buy Obamacare. It's the law. It doesn't matter if they like it or not. Well, yeah, just like we have to put those Japanese people in concentration camps because it's the law. And what we gotta fucking, you know, give those Indians smallpox blankets because it's the law. And we got to kill people in fucking foreign countries with flying robots because it's the law. You know, you fucking people out there who, well, the law says we have to do this, so we have to do it. You are the people who fucking make the murder possible. You are the people who make the slavery possible. You know, well, we can't let the black people off the plantations. They're slaves. The government said so. We can't free them. Why, if we didn't have slaves, who would pick the cotton? You people fucking disgust me. You make me fucking sick. Why don't you fucking die with the old people? Anyway, so I'm thinking I should take all the statist statements my mother has made in emails and put them together into an essay. But anyhow, thinking about the emails, my mother is a person who has time to write me long extended emails about what color my stepfather's shit is. You think I'm exaggerating this? You think I'm making this up? You think I'm just firing for effect? Negative. I get email reports about the color and consistency of my stepfather's shit. I mean shit in the literal term. The feces that come out of his asshole. I get fucking email reports about the feces coming out of my stepfather's ass. My mother has time for this. My mother does not have time or the intelligence to use the internet to fucking research anything. All right? Well, if you don't think it's true, why don't you do some fucking research? Use Google. Follow the fucking links in the article to the sources. Why are you... Because she's a fucking statist. Because she's in this fucking state of denial where anything that contradicts her worldview that's been given to her by her two gods, Bill Maher and Hussein Obama, anything that doesn't fit right into that, it can't possibly be true. Why, that must be a lie. There must be some Republicans involved. Which is interesting because the people who were on the receiving end of the brutality in this particular story were black people. And, you know, if she found out the cop who did it was a Republican or had this happened while George Bush was president, she probably would have believed. I mean, do people like you, do you think that, like, the Kent State Massacre didn't really happen? I mean, how do you people, God damn it, I fucking hate you statists. How do you fucking reconcile? There's all these videos of, like, the police beating the shit out of the Occupy Wall Street people, shooting them with mace and all this other shit. But when Cop Block says that some cops beat up a woman, smacked around woman around and broke her kid's legs, you're like, oh no, that's not true. How do you people live in this fucking fantasy land where, like, things that happen just, and you just deny it? I mean, if you come to me with some evidence it didn't happen, that could be true. The same thing happened, because I consider my mother one of my Facebook trolls, and there's this other dumb bitch that I'm about to unfriend when as soon as I get around to it, because Facebook is not exactly a priority in my life. I posted a while back, I think I already talked about this, about the thing, the girl in Austin who was jogging and she crossed the street, she jaywalked and the cops like beat her up and took her down, and there's like four of them and she had no ID and they arrested her for not having ID. And then I think it was the Austin chief of police or somebody said that, well, this is the, you know, something to the effect of, I'm glad this is the worst that happened because in other cities, women are getting raped by police officers. And of course, everyone, and, you know, it's like, so they just deny this. And people like my mother just continue to deny that this has happened. There's all this media coverage of it, and they just sit there and just deny. They're like global warming deniers, you know, which is interesting because there's more evidence of police brutality than there is of global warming. Yet, stupid fucking statist will believe in global warming, even though there's no scientific evidence for it. Let me remind you all again, for those of you who knew, I worked in the fucking biomedical research field for 8 goddamn years. I know more about science than you do. Shut the fuck up. There is no fucking scientific evidence of global warming. And when I say global warming, I mean man-made global warming, which is going to result in the end of the fucking Earth and the end of life on Earth. There's no fucking evidence of global warming. Yet with all of this police brutality going on there, I mean, there's police, armored cars driving down streets. People just deny it. There's videos of police officers beating people, tasering people, shooting people. And you fucking statists, you just deny it. Well, that's not happening. I mean, fuck! How can you people be that goddamn stupid? And the answer is you're a bunch of fucking statists. You are so goddamn dependent on the government to tell you what to do, to tell you what to think, and to provide for you that the concept of thinking for yourself is just completely fucking foreign to you. Completely fucking foreign. And goddammit, if we had not, as a society, circumvented natural selection, all of you would be dead because you'd get up in the morning and you'd be too stupid to figure out how to feed yourselves. You'd fucking die of starvation. But no, we got fucking WIC and welfare and all this other, and people bringing food to your house because you're too goddamn stupid to even go out and get your own fucking food. What's up, Randy? How's it going? I need a drink of water. Fucking hate statist. What else do I have? I got a bunch of shit flying around. The recording studio here is turning back into a disaster area. I've been working my ass off in theater. Ah. Next week, where's my calendar? Friday, beginning Friday, I have nothing. Friday, nothing. Saturday, nothing. Sunday, nothing. Monday, nothing. Tuesday, nothing. Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be taking pictures of cute girls. Friday, nothing. Yes, I have free time coming up. I can get some serious ass recording done. I got all these piles of shit here that are sort of semi-prepped. And man, have I got some good shit from the CSU Collegian, including an op-ed piece. See, you people, you fucking people out there, you say, oh, great one, you're exaggerating. Oh, great one, you hate women. Oh, great one, you hate black people. Oh, great one, you hate homosexuals. Oh, great one, you exaggerate everything. I have in my possession an op-ed column in which some stupid cunt makes the argument that telling a girl, quote, you would look prettier if you were smiling, unquote, is sexual harassment, bordering on rape. Yes, you people think I exaggerate this shit. I have a fucking feminazi, femistatist cunt making the argument that telling a girl she would look prettier if she smiled is sexual harassment. And you women wonder why you know what? Here's boom. Let's do this one. Yes, women. First of all, Doctor Who books. I've talked about some Doctor Who books lately. I read a Doctor Who book a little while ago. It's called Birthright by Nigel Robinson. Now I don't know if Nigel Robinson is just a raging femistatist, or if Nigel Robinson, a male femistatist, or if Nigel Robinson is a woman writing under a pen name. But this was the fucking whiniest feminazi Doctor Who novel I have ever fucking read. The entire thing, so in the novel, the Doctor wasn't actually in it. It mostly centered around his two companions, Bernice and Ace. And mostly around Bernice. Well, actually, it's kind of split evenly. But anyhow, both of these two female characters are going through their things. And so, like, every time... So Bernice is stuck back in Victorian England. And every time she... Stop it. But now my computer is trying to run a check. All right, got it. Thanks. Every time Bernice goes into a tavern or something, you know, there's all this commentary in the book. So it goes something like this. And so speaking as the character Bernice in the novel, it goes something like this. I went into the bar, and in the bar I saw all these old lecherous men who were trying desperately to pick up women in there who were far too young and too beautiful to associate with them. And these men can normally only get laid by buying whores on the streets, but they're so desperate for a real woman, but they don't have a chance because, oh, these lecherous old men, and it's so disgusting the way men behave. And like the entire fucking novel was like that. And it's like, God damn it. You know, you women need to shut the fuck up. Now, I'm reading another one right now, which is called Iceberg. It is written by somebody named David Banks. And I'm on page 92. So far, nothing's fucking happened. It's 92 pages of character development. I'm just about to fucking lose my patience. I think it's going to get better later on because I jumped ahead to read. This one involves the Cybermen. And I jumped ahead, and it's like, there's actually some pretty good shit, so I'm going to try to stick it, but God damn it, dude, 92 fucking pages of goddamn character development, and it's still going. Anyhow, in this one, we have this bimbo general, the female general, oh, the female general in the military, yes, showing up at the base in Antarctica to take command, and there's all this shit about, yes, I am woman, hear me roar, and I'm going to command this respect, and yada, 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 and as I'm reading this, it just reinforces to me something that you dumbass fucking broads out there need to understand. Yes, I said dumbass fucking broads. You need to understand this. You don't fucking get respect just by showing up. Because there's a lot of malfunctions in the female brain. And this is not to say, because right now the fucking femistatists are going crazy, man. They're screaming rape, they're screaming patriarchy and all this other shit. Just shut your fucking cunt mouth, okay? This is not to say that men do not have mental malfunctions as well. Okay. One of the things. See, this is, and I don't have to explain this shit when I'm talking to men. Only when it's women. Like, if I'm talking to men and I criticize men, I don't have to ever say to them, "But oh, women can be criticized also." Men aren't stupid. We know this. But with women, if you criticize women in any way, women assume this means you hate all women, that you're glorifying all men. It's like when Stefan Molyneux talked about after he did his video about don't date a single mother and about how all these fucking femistatists attacked him for hating women. And like Stefan said, he's like, look, I criticize war all the time. War is primarily an activity of men. Men start wars, men fight in wars. He's like, no, because I criticize war, that doesn't make me anti-man. Because I criticize single mothers, that doesn't make me anti-women. But women are not smart enough to make that distinction. That's another reason why women shouldn't be in the workplace. But we'll talk about that some other time. Or maybe we'll talk about that today. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. All I know is I've got my fucking asses chapped and I need some goddamn Vaseline. All right, anyway. Fuck was I bitching? Women! Okay, you don't get respect just for showing up. This is something that, to me, in my personal experience, women really have a hard time grasping this. And some women get it. Some of them do. But for the most part, most women do not understand this. You do not get respect from other people just by showing up. You have to fucking earn it. Like in the novel, so the bitch shows up, they're in Antarctica, and there's this guy who's got like the swimsuit calendar hanging on the wall. And so she tells him, you can't have your softcore pornography anymore. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. But I guarantee if there was a picture of the Chippendales hanging on the wall, the bitch wouldn't have a problem with that. You know, you women out there who, especially as you go into the workplace, and there's that book, I gotta read, I can't remember the name of it now. It was referenced in the book, The End of Men by Dr. Helen, which I talked about. I did 4 podcasts about that book. But this, she, Dr. Hillen, was talking about another book that a femistatist wrote, talking about how men are cardboard and women are plastic because women can adapt in the work environment and men cannot adapt, which is the most laughable shit I've ever heard in my life. I've talked about this already, but I'm going to talk about it again because my fucking asshole hurts. You women, you go into the workplace and you act like you're so you, but you're not. When you go into the workplace, everything has to fucking change to make you happy. Oh, there's a swimsuit calendar on the wall. You have to take that down. Oh, somebody used a bad word. You have to stop talking that way. Oh, you told me that I would look pretty if I were smiling. That's sexual harassment. Oh, you men have a dress code. You have to wear suits and ties and jackets, but we women can show up to work wearing basically anything we want because the dress code doesn't apply to us. Oh, you men have to come to work 5 days a week, but as women, well, we can take time off if we're pregnant, if we think we're pregnant, if it's our period, if it's before our period, if it's after our period, if we just feel like it, if we have to take our kid to school. I remember when I worked at CSU, we had this one chick I worked with who had a kid, single mother. There it is. All the time, she'd be coming, I have to leave early. I'd be like, why? Because I, unfortunately, was her supervisor for a while. Like, why do I have to leave? Well, I have to take my son to the office at school. Like, really? Your fucking kid, who's in public school, is so fucking stupid, he can't find the office by himself. He got in trouble. He has to go to the office to see the principal. You have to go with him. What? He can't fucking find the office? Why do you have to be there? You're supposed to be fucking working. Men don't. Can you imagine a man going in to talk to his boss and say, excuse me, boss, I have to leave early today. Well, why is that, George? Well, I have to take my son to the office. Why is that, George? Is your son too stupid to find the office by himself? Well, no, but I need to talk to my son and the principal about his feelings. Oh, okay, George. Well, you go right ahead. Take the day off early. See ya. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. If I had a child and my child couldn't go to the... you know how many times I got in trouble when I was in high school? Junior high and high school. I was in the office all the fucking time. I was that kid. Me and my two friends, we were in the office all the fucking time. I mean, if a week went by that we did not get in trouble, something was wrong. Number of times any of our parents had to come to the fucking school and take us to the office was zero. We knew where the fuck it was. We were perfectly capable of going there ourselves. So when you women are whining about how you don't get paid, and then, oh, there's another column in the Collegian where some stupid cunt wrote about how women don't get paid as much as men, and it's all the usual bullshit, and it's like, no, just shut the fuck up. You can, first of all, yes, as we've talked about before, as has been shown over and over and over, women make just as much. Dude, should I do it? Randy, should I do it? Where it's right here. It's right here on the bulletin board. Right here. Oh, yes. Yes. Here we go. Let's do it. This is, I've been holding onto this for ages and thinking what I was going to do with it. Let's break this down. So this is back from, what year was this? This is back from 2008. Here we go. This is where I used to work at Colorado State University. Here we have... should I actually say real names? These are public employees. This shit is all should be. This shit should all be public. Here we go. Here we have Lon Kendall. Lon Kendall was the associate director at the time. Lon Kendall, he's a man, $65 an hour. Here we have Lynn Kessel. Lynn Kessel is a woman. Lynn Kessel has three different pay grades. One of her pay grades is $50 an hour, one is $52 an hour, one is $55 an hour. Oh no, she has four, and one of them is $58. Here we have Sue Vanderwoo. Her pay grade is $85 an hour. She's the top dog. So, top paid person, woman. Second is a man. Third, woman. Now here we have Diane Collins. She's making $19 an hour. Here we have Fred Hopkins. That's a man. He's only making $24. Now, here, let's get into the peons. So of these are like the top paid people. So of the top paid people, it goes woman, man, woman, man, woman. Top five people in the organization. Remember, women don't make any money. $85 an hour, but that's not enough money for a woman. No. $50 an hour, not enough money. Let's see how much money the people actually doing work make. And let's break this down. Sometime I'll have to do like some real math on this too, to actually get some better numbers than just me ranting like this. Here we go. Michelle Adams, female, $24 an hour. Kelly Anderson, female, $15 an hour. Sarah Michelle, female, $18 an hour. Steve, $28 an hour. Candace Lee, $17 an hour. Jeanette Hayes Klug, $28 an hour. Kenneth Hines, $20 an hour. Nathan Zacharias, $16 an hour. Sounds to me like the women are doing pretty fucking good there. Yes, the highest paid person on that list is a man, but again, let's talk about that guy for a minute. That guy was like 60-something fucking years old. He'd worked there for his entire life. He was well past retirement age. Why doesn't he retire and get all that wonderful money from Social Security? Actually, he's in the state classified pay care system. So he doesn't get Social Security. He would get para. But see, he was dragging out his employment because if you work there long enough, when you retire under para, which was on the edge of bankruptcy when I left CSU, you will get each month 100% of your salary, which of course is financially unsustainable, but none of you can understand this because none of you fucking know anything about math or finances or accounting because you're just a bunch of goddamn stupid statists, and anytime Obama pulls his cock out, you just drop to your knees and start sucking. All right, hold on a second. Let me see if this, I really should check this. No, I heard my, stop it, little damn computer. What is this? Uh-oh. Right. I have no idea what you are talking about. I'm getting text mails from somebody asking me if I did something that I didn't know anything about I was supposed to do. So I'm thinking the answer is no. No, I did not do that because if I fucking don't know about it, I can't do it. I'm not psychic. All right, so here's the peons. Sharla, $14 an hour. Cheryl, $16 an hour. Rock, who's the guy? $14. Lisa, $26. Rick, $25. Bianca, $14. Anna, $14. Foe, the Asian man, $12 an hour. Lowest paid person, just so you know, lowest paid person in the fucking entire organization is the Asian guy. Oh, I'm wrong. I was wrong. See, this is what's great about me is when I'm wrong, I can admit it. Sean is the lowest paid person, it looks like, because he's only at $11 an hour. Clifford at $15. Here we got Marie at $18. Here we got Sherry at $14. Here we got Carl at $14. Here we got, ooh, that was me, $16, my whopping $16 an hour. Here we have Stacy at $14, Monica at $15, here we got Frank at $14, here we got Patricia at $14, here we got Robert at $13. And here we got Matthew at $13, and here we got Drew at $12. So all the lowest paid people in this organization among the peons are, of course, men. The higher paid people are, of course, women. And at the top of the organization, in as exactly as it should be, in the way that makes sense, the highest paid person, the director, was making, what is it, $80 an hour, the girl. And then the second highest paid person, the associate director, as it should be, making the next amount of money, $65. And then the Lynn, she's the veterinarian, she's making $50-some-odd. And then Fred, who was the materials guy, making 24. And then Diane, who was the accountant, making 20. I mean, it makes perfect sense. All bitching aside, the way that pay is structured, the highest pay, the next blah, 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 has nothing to do with gender. It has to do with their fucking positions. It makes exact perfect sense the way it is. But you women, you can't understand any of this. You can't understand one fucking bit of this. To you, everything is fucking patriarchy. It's all fucking patriarchy. Ow! That was me tripping over the fucking microphone stand because I'm a dick like that. Hold on. All right, first of all, I need to do that. I'm getting more emails from people. Don't look. All right. Let's see. I bitched about that. That was me getting a drink of water. I bitched about that. Oh, let me bitch about this while I'm talking about stupid. You know what else I love? I fucking love going to the public library because I go to the public. God damn it. Yes. It's an installer. Fucking install. God damn it. Damn computers. Oh my god. Speaking of computers, the other day, I spent like 3 fucking hours trying to make Windows work. You know, I spent a lot of time making fun. What was I doing, Randy? Yes. Yes, library. I'll get back to that. Thank you. I spent a lot of time making fun of people who use Macintosh computers, especially because there's somebody else I know that every time she tries to use her Mac with a projector, it always fucks everything up. And I'm like, yeah, man, your Mac is so fucking awesome. It can't even work with a goddamn projector. But anyway, my shitty little laptop that is 8 years old and runs Windows XP can fucking work with the goddamn projector, but your fucking AirBook doesn't. You're an idiot. Anyway, I make fun of Mac users a lot. But I'll say this for Mac, it certainly does work 99 fucking percent of the time. It's proprietary as hell and you can't fucking fix it yourself, and they sell all your information to other corporations, and they... I can't remember if they said they were going to do it or if they've actually done it, but it was Apple who announced that they were going to have built into the iPhone a way for the police to deactivate cell phone, the iPhones, so that you can't record audio or video with them, so that the police can't be recorded by people using iPhones. So, I mean, you don't get much more fucking statist than the Apple Corporation. And, of course, they have slave labor in China, which is hilarious because, of course, they're the ones who did the 1984 Apple commercial by Ridley Scott based on the... Ooh, there is the hot chick who lives next door. Yes. God, I want to fuck the shit out of her. Anyway... Apple did the 1984 commercial, you know, with resist authority and think different and all this other shit. And now they're like the most statist fucking corporation. You've never seen a corporation suck state cock like Apple does. Anyway, at least Apple devices work 99% of the time. I spent 3 hours fucking with my goddamn Windows box because the mouse stopped working and it was doing something else stupid. I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ. You know, Microsoft wonders why people make fun of them. How hard is it to... my fucking Linux shit is solid. The problem with paying for software, there's a lot of problems. One of the problems with software you pay money for, like for example Windows, is because Windows is so paranoid about people stealing their software that they build all this shit into it to prevent you from copying Windows and making backups and all this other shit, making usable backups and backing it up easily. Oh, and the other thing I love about Windows is when you're trying to delete a file and it says you can't delete this, you don't have administrator privileges, or trying to copy a file where it's like, of course I do, asshole. There's only one fucking user on the box. It's me and I'm the goddamn administrator. You never have problems like that with Linux. But since Linux is free open source software, you don't have to build all this shit into it to try to prevent people from copying it or making copies of it or backing it up or putting on other computers. And since Windows is trying to do this, it really just basically fucks things up. All right, anyway, how'd I get on that topic? Because what was I about, Randy, what was I about to talk about? Yes, computers. Let me segue this shit. Well, how did I even think of this? Going to the library. Oh, because I have to go to the library today. It's library day. I love when I fucking go to the library and see all of these people sitting on the library computers playing games. I like libraries. I like books. I think libraries are a great thing. I think libraries should not be paid for by the state, of course, and I think government, state-run libraries should not exist. Libraries should be privately owned and funded by... I mean, you again, without the government, who would build the libraries? Well, the construction crews would build a library. And then, of course, many people would just get their books from the internet. I mean, how many people out there now, especially in the year 2014, how many people are there out there now who have never even been inside the library? They just get everything off the internet. But libraries would still exist. Somebody would build a building, somebody would put books in there, and you could charge a goddamn membership fee. I mean, it's just like a fucking gym. You have a gym membership. Somebody builds a gym. They buy exercise equipment. They put it in there. If you want to go in there and use the equipment, you pay a monthly fee. People say, well, you shouldn't have to pay for knowledge. Well, you don't have to pay for knowledge. You can get it off the internet. You can talk to other people. You can buy the books yourself. What do you mean you shouldn't have to pay? You're not paying for the knowledge. You're paying for the service of having people put together this building and fill it with books and provide all the services that go with it. And here's the question. If those services are not worth paying for, then how does the state justify having libraries? I mean, they're paying money, right? They're taking tax money from people and paying for that library. The people who work there get paid. They're paying money for the books unless they're stealing them. They're paying for the electricity. They're paying for the water. They're paying for natural gas. You know, they paid for the carpet. They paid for the bookshelves. I mean, if people aren't going to pay for that, well, that seems a little stupid because it's all being paid for right now. I would happily, and again, this is in the context of if the state were gone and I didn't have to pay, God, what the fuck did I pay? Something like, I forget numbers now because I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what percentage of my income I paid in the form of income taxes this year. I don't remember what it is. It's over 10%. You know, because I own my own business. I'm one of the one percenters. I'm one of those evil, rich business owners. So I get fucked over really hard because I got to support not just my two motherfuckers on welfare. I got to support three motherfuckers on welfare because I'm an evil corporation. So anyhow, if I didn't have to pay over 10% of my income in the form of income taxes so that your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama, cocksucking motherfucker, could murder people in foreign countries with flying robots, I'd be more than happy to pay, say, $40 a month or something for the library. And to have a membership and to be able to go in the library and get materials and use materials. And so I'm sure would many other people. And those who weren't willing to pay wouldn't get the services. That's how the fucking market, you know, the gymnasiums, they survive. The same fucking method, they manage to survive. It's the year 2000 fucking 14, and you people are still going, well, without the government, who would build roads? Without the government, well, who would make libraries? Yes, because buying some books and putting them on a shelf in a building is so fucking complicated. Only the government can do that. Whoa! Oh, without the government, who would wipe my ass? Without the government, who would provide Social Security? Well, who's providing Social Security now? Apparently nobody, because there's all these old motherfuckers working at the supermarket, taking 17 fucking times longer than they need to do the fucking groceries, because they're about to fall over fucking dead. God damn it, I'm good. Fuck else do I want to talk about? What the hell is this? Speaking of income taxes, Yeah, I did. I talked about how the earned income credit, you can actually get money back from the government for your income taxes even if you didn't pay any money in. I saw that and I'm just like, holy fucking redistribution of wealth, Batman. That absolutely blew my fucking mind. Old people. So I talked about how there was a philosophy meetup group that started here in Fort Collins, and I sent in my thingy, and I got rejected for membership. And I wrote the guy, and I said, so what are your criteria for membership in this group? Because I got rejected, blah, blah, blah. Let me take a brief moment, very brief moment, and see if I can find it. Nope, that's not it. Nope. Because I'm going to try to not have to work from memory here, but we'll see how that goes. Man, I really need to go through my important email and do something with some of this shit. Okay, so anyhow, what did I write? Does it say? Yes! This is a message I sent to him. I said, hi, Joel. In my philosophy podcast, I often talk about the failure of academic philosophy. Being rejected from your group will obviously be a topic of discussion. Can you explain your criteria for inclusion and exclusion from the group? Your response will be included in the podcast. Thank you. Here was his response. He says, I'm generally in agreement with your opinion of academic philosophy. It's often self-serving and obscure. For what it's worth, I've never been employed as an academic philosopher. Okay, then he says, that's a different issue from your exclusion. And it is, and I admit I threw that in there a little bit to bait him, because I know what the fuck I'm doing, and I have no problem with baiting people when necessary. See, people say, well, you need to fight fair. No, people who fight fair die. Okay? Remember, when you're debating with, for those of you, I haven't talked about this in a while, one of the greatest movies ever that you must watch this movie, you must, The Last Cigarette. It's about this guy who works for the cigarette corporations, and you know, he's the guy who's like their PR guy, and it's a brilliant movie because it's filled with nuggets of wisdom like this one. There's this one point where he's talking to somebody, it might have been his son, may have been somebody else, but he points out that when you're having an argument with another person, or a debate, I mean argument in that sense, not an argument like shouting and calling people names, when you're having a debate with another person, in order to win the debate in the minds of the people who are watching, you don't have to prove that you are right. All you have to do is prove the other person is wrong, and people will automatically assume you are right because people are stupid. And I have talked about this over and over and over and over until I'm blue in the face. This is what I've said, this is a aspect of our society's focus on conflict dualism here in Western society, United States, right? We have God and we have Satan. And it's these two forces in conflict, opposed to each other. One is right, one is wrong, right? We have Christians versus atheists. We have Republicans versus Democrats. We have the young versus the old. Exactly this, it's the same thing in each of these cases. Our society has this attachment to conflict dualism that says there must be two perspectives and there can only be two perspectives. And those perspectives are opposed and they're in conflict and one is right and one is wrong, right? This is the Bush Doctrine. Either you're against us or you're with us. There is no third opportunity. There's no third possibility. You're either with us or you're against us, and you're in one of those two camps, and they are in conflict, and one of them is right, and one of them is wrong. And that's why if you're having a debate, see, it's just like when my mother posted on the cop block thing. All she said, are you sure this is real? Because to her, if you just say, well, that's not real, you've now proven that. And you don't, there's no third possibilities, there's no other options. Anytime somebody is, hang on, gotta get it. Anytime somebody, I guess, see where, Randy, where are we? Yes, thank you. You know, anytime somebody disagrees with you, all you have to do is attack them, find any little chink in their armor, and somehow or another, by disproving or even thinking you have disproved or even questioning what they have said, this somehow or another makes you think that you're right, and it makes observers think that you're right. Right, so when I point to this thing about the cops breaking this kid's leg, my mother just responds, are you sure this is real? And to her, she has now disproven this simply by questioning it. Yet, of course, you statists will never question anything said by your Lord and Savior, Hussein Obama. All right, anyway, we're running out of time, as Randy is indicating to me. Let me finish this off. So I baited him a little bit because in his Meetup profile, he talked about how he was a Kantian he studied, you know, and he put his academic credentials. So as soon as I see academic credentials, those of you who have listened to this show know what I think about academic credentials. Again, academic credentials don't mean you get respect. You get respect by earning it, and he threw up all these academic credentials. So that was a little bit of baiting him to see what he would say. I fully admit to that. Okay, that's a different issue from your exclusion. Your own decision not to reveal yourself honestly to the group, I would request that you read the accepted members' responses. These were forthcoming and demonstrated interest in group dialogue. In less formal terms, it's about getting to know people before getting into a discussion. Meetup, after all, is a social network. So when I joined, it has these questions, you know, what's your background, yada, yada. And I said, you know, I've taken some philosophy classes. I led the first philosophy meetup group in Fort Collins, and I wrote some other stuff. Then, so after saying that I was excluded because of my decision not to reveal myself honestly to the group, he said, are you the same person who contacted me before but didn't want to reveal their identity or answer the given questions? So you're saying that I didn't reveal myself, and then you say you don't know who the fuck I am. So if you don't know who the fuck I am, how the hell do you know I didn't reveal myself? This is typical fucking bullshit. I'm going to make a statement about you, and then I'm going to indicate that I have no idea who you are. Therefore, I have no fucking basis to have made the previous statement because I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. But I want to talk about philosophy because I'm a really intelligent guy. He finishes off with, I hope I've not given you offense. I hope I didn't offend you. Oh, fuck you. I am offended every goddamn moment of my life. Do you think some fucking dipshit fucking Kantian philosopher numbnuts on a goddamn meetup group is going to offend me? We got your fucking messiah, Hussein Obama, murdering people with flying robots. We got cops shooting tear gas in people's face and beating people and breaking their legs and shooting them. And I'm going to be fucking offended by some fucking jackass on meetup.com. Shut the fuck up, Joel. Shut the fuck up. Okay? I hope I've not given you offense. I'm just being honest and clear about the group's starting parameters. And of course, he's being clear about the fact that he doesn't know who the fuck I am. Then he says, feel free to discuss anything with me you wish. Maybe we'll find some common ground. I don't want to find common ground with idiots. Fuck you. I answered the goddamn questions and it wasn't good enough for you and you rejected me. That's fine, dude. It's your fucking meetup group. You're paying money for it. It's your fucking meetup group. You can let anybody in that you want. But no, I am not the same person who contacted you before and didn't want to reveal my fucking identity. I'm a goddamn podcast. I'm talking on the fucking internet for 9 fucking years. Okay, my goddamn meetup profile fucking tells you who I am. It's all fucking on there. Does this idiot just not know how to use a fucking computer? I mean, you can see my profile on meetup is fucking open. It links to my goddamn Facebook, my LinkedIn, my Twitter, my websites are there. If you type my fucking, not the great one himself, but if you type my real name into Fort Collins, which I use on meetup, and fucking Google me, you can find out so fucking much about me that you'll get sick of fucking, there are like 2 or 3 fucking Google pages of my shit. And this cocksucker is like, I can't, accusing me of not revealing who the fuck I am. Suck a dick, old motherfucker. Are you too fucking old to know how to use the goddamn internet? I don't bother with the other side. Fuck you! God damn it, yes, I am, and I am fucking starving to death. I'm gonna eat food. Let's go get chow. And no, we won't run. We will not be. Public service announcement, a few people out there. We will not be recording another episode today. Because I gotta eat, then I gotta run errands. As I said, it's library day, it's booze drinking day, and I can't get too drunk, because then I gotta go to work tonight again, because I create value for other people. And so, I can be sitting at home, and at the last minute, I get people call me up and say, hey, we need you to come work for us, can you come do that? And I can say yes, because I get that. See, I don't have to do fucking free internships, and I don't have to get a fucking welfare check, because I create value for other people. Fuck you, and fuck your fucking feelings.